What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. It's Wednesday. So, what'd you guys think? What was the response to yesterday? I didn't get a chance to look at any of it because, I was highly anticipating the release of our
murder
one-off murder podcast recap episode that you could have learned more from listening to the actual one that we 1.5 times listened to. Andrew, did you hear any feedback?
I saw a little bit of feedback. A few people actually decided to murder their spouse just because they're listening around minute 25. They were a little upset that we weren't doing segments. But no.
Four more Mary Morrises lost their lives yesterday.
And that's all that's left. That was all of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No more Mary Morrises.
Wow.
Until there's another baby in 9 months.
Yeah.
Or six.
9 months.
I mean, it could be any amount.
Yeah, it could be any time. There are babies that aren't being.
Today.
Isn't it weird that someone's having sex right now? And that a human will walk on the earth and be like, I'm hungry. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Like there's some idiot that's being made right now that's going to say those tacky phrases in 30 years or whatever. Or I did this joke in my special, but when girls are like, I want a baby. Oh my God, we're having a baby. It's going to be a man someday. Do you ever think about that? No one wants even a woman. Women are a little bit to say I'm having a, but no one says I'm having a man.
No, a teenager who.
That's what you're having though.
You're having a teenager that's going to listen to music that you don't like really loud, who's going to hate you.
Yes.
who's going to say, dude, fucking my mom and dad suck.
Is it worse to have a teenager who hates you or one that's like you're their only friend?
Oh, my God. I think hates me would be way better. I'd rather them hate me.
And like have their own friends?
Rather than be like, dad, what are you doing today?
It's like, I kind of think, though, that most of the time the dad, you're my only friend, is precipitated by the dad loving that, you know, and the parent.
Yeah.
Kind of starting that, like, kind of incest. What's it? They're not calling it incest anymore. What did my fucking therapist call it? She was like, we want to take away the word incest.
Oh.
Because.
Outcest?
When your parent treats you like a spouse.
Mm.
Or like spousifies you. That's what it's called now, I think.
Spousified. Wow.
Spousified. I'm like, great. Like, I'm glad someone's going to spousify me. Might as well be my dad.
Might as well be. Yeah. Honestly, I can see how you could be attracted to your parents, because if they look like you and you think you're hot, they made you. It's their cum and stuff in you.
Yeah.
Their cum in you?
Huh? Is
there, yeah. Well, yeah, you are there.
Yeah. Where their late cum and stuff.
It is weird. Remember the very beginning of Look Who's Talking?
Of life? Where their cum?
Where the sperm are swimming. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's round, round, get around. I get around, round, get around. And they're like, little, like, tadpoles are swimming.
Yeah.
First of all, that was amazing footage if it was real.
I don't know how they got in there.
I remember watching that.
Wait, what are you talking about? I don't know what
five.
You're talking about. Wait, it's a video that came.
No. At the beginning of Look Who's Talking, the movie, they show the inception of the baby that's going to be Bruce Willis's voice, right?
Gotcha.
And so the sperm are all swimming, and it's doing like the opening credits. It's a really cool scene that is cemented in my brain because I remember seeing it when I was 4 or 5, because it was on TV, and I remember asking my dad what it was. And he was like, he had to be like, it's like cum. You know, no, I'm just kidding. I remember.
Hey, Nikki,
knowing
the scientific term is a nut.
Yeah,
that's nut.
That's like a bunch of nut in a woman's
pussy area.
Yeah,
inside it.
Gushy pushy.
Thanks, Dad, for making that palatable.
I remember. No, do you remember as a kid knowing that things are naughty or that there, things are adult, that you know there's something going on here that you aren't ready to know, and that your parents? I hated it because it felt like an inside joke that everyone, when I left the room, they were all going to go, oh my gosh, oh, can you tell me? She almost guessed it. And that's why I was on to Santa. I was on to sex. I was on to so many things that I played dumb for because I did not want to have that talk where they were like, well, the penis goes inside. Not that they were ever going to give me that talk, Spousify. But they, do you know that Spousify just dropped Neil
yeah.
Young?
Yeah. Neil Hung, I heard. Wait.
They didn't drop him.
What was I going to say? I feel like, though, if I have a kid, do you ever feel like go back to your dad of being like, what's sex? What's Santa? Like, and I know comedians have done this joke before of not being able to, like,
trust them.
I know. I just won't be able to answer so many of their questions. Like, I feel like.
Let's play.
Okay.
I want to play being a mom.
All right. Fine. Mom, how do fire trucks work?
Well, I actually don't know.
Where's the water go?
The water goes into the fire.
Okay, is it inside the truck?
No, it's connected to the plumbing underneath the city. That's those fire hydrants. You know, the things we can't park in front of that the dog pisses on?
Where does the water come from in there?
I really don't know. Do you want to go to the local library and learn about it?
No, I'd rather you just tell me now, Mom.
Well, I'm a dumb bitch, and
no, I know. That's what I say behind your back.
Never wanted you, and so
man,
even
that
answering
seems rude, Mom. Mom, that's
round, get around.
Round, I get around.
It's all cum, honey.
Oh, okay.
It's all
I thought so, Mom. I thought it was a fire cum.
No, I think it'll be.
Here, let me go. You ask me questions.
I'm not one of those parents that makes up things. Like, well, sometimes the sky is sad because I didn't listen once in fifth grade to what happens with precipitation. Like,
can I
just
try?
Say
can
you're
you
dumb.
Ask me? Can
yeah.
you ask me a question?
Okay. What are those on your ears?
They're earrings.
No. Those things that you're wearing on your ears, what are those?
Oh, these are headphones.
What are they?
They connect to the Zoom here, and then you can get sound.
Why?
Because the computer is talking inside my ears.
Why?
Because C++.
What's cum?
It's like the headphones that comes out of your dick.
It's headphones for your dick.
I honestly would be so bad. I really had no... You got me... I started thinking about what's going on inside the computer that gets the sound into your ears.
Well, you can just say, I'm not good at that stuff, and that's why you're going to be better at that than me, and that's... If you are interested in that, why don't we go get some books about it?
Ugh, then you got
to
learn it.
And you talk like this. Well, then you learn it, and that's the beauty of having a kid, is that you learn about things.
You become smarter?
Yeah. Like, my parents, they had me so they could learn about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. God, they regret that.
Yesterday we met some camels.
Oh my God, I fucking love camels.
We were on location. No, okay, so we were at a place shooting a bunch of stuff that did not involve the camels. That's why I couldn't.
Perfect Strangers too.
Post about it. Yeah, Perfect Strangers 2 is coming along so well. You guys.
It's crazy.
Are you Balky or am I?
I'm Balkanine.
Oh. So we were on location at this place called Wild Canyon, and it was just, it was in the middle of a desert. Like, to drive out to it, you have to drive like you're the FedEx truck in Seven. Like, you had to drive really far into the desert, in the middle of this desert, over rough terrain in our Mitsubishi.
Yeah, you bury a body out there. That's what's going on. If you're driving out there, you're either bungee jumping or burying a body.
There's a canyon.
There's a canyon, and it's
a big,
wild.
Bridge. I couldn't think of the word bridge. A big rope bridge that you can go across. There's,
rope swing,
bungee jumping. There's the hang glide. What's the one where you do where you go zip lining?
Coming. Zip line.
And we are there shooting some stuff for Perfect Strangers 2. And there was also camels there that you could ride camels, and. At the very end of the shoot, we were supposed to do, God, it was such a long day, Noah. So we started at
I don't even know. We were out there for a while in the wild.
Well, the whole day, I started at this one place and I had to do a bunch of spins on the beach in a tiny dress. And I was getting so dizzy and so disoriented. That was the hardest thing I've ever done, I have to say.
It was funny. Like, the first time you did it, you were kind of like doing it comedically, it seemed like, but then you got so dizzy that you actually fell, like, for real.
Yeah, I fell a couple times. But it's the sand, so I kind of just, like, meant to fall. You know what I mean? Like, it's better than catching it and going, ugh. It's easier just to fall and just sit there.
My favorite thing is when the PA told those three very rich women that they can't walk behind the scene.
Oh, my God.
They
were
so angry.
They were, like, these thin, angry, tan women that you can just tell.
Have never been told no in their life. Like, this
never.
Never.
And they're watching this girl that's, like, being filmed. And
with
they're
blonde
probably
hair,
thinking,
they have
like,
brown hair. You're an American.
She's not even that hot. What's even going on here? And they're watching me. They were so annoyed. And they also, I have to say, they pretended not to give a shit. They wouldn't look over.
I know.
So just to be like, we're not going to give that any attention, even though this is this cool production happening. They were just so like annoyed that they had to walk around, and then they wouldn't look at us at all. Like, it wasn't happening. It's just like, kuh.
Yeah.
They were so kuh.
But are we kuh for taking over their we're like conquistadors.
They just have to walk around it.
I know.
It's kind of cool. In New York City, you live amongst productions all the time, and when you walk by them, there's sometimes it's a little annoying, but being annoyed by things being shot, just stop being. If the production's rude to you, that's another thing, but if it's just you got to cross the street, look at who it might be, ask a PA what they're filming, they'll lie to you because it's all top secret and PAs fear for their lives, and then it's cool. That's why you get to watch things in your fucking bed when you get home. Because it's not all done on a green screen. It's because they got to be out in your life, bitch. We can't all be on the Warner Brothers lot. Do you want everything to look like Batman forever? On the streets of Gotham City? Come on. Not everything could be an old Western.
Speaking of old Western, so we're out in Wild Canyon.
Oh, my God. I fucking knew. Oh, I thought you were going to reference something else.
Oh, what did you think I was going to reference?
I mean, there were oftentimes I felt like I was in the set of a movie that stalled production last year.
Oh.
Oh.
That I don't want to say. You made a joke about it. Not a joke, but you said, at one point I kicked off my shoe
during
the beach scene. Because I was trying to, because I was wearing these fucking high heels in really soft sand. And I was like, why am I wearing heels? I would just sink in and look ridiculous.
This was unbelievable.
And so I kicked my, it was like a sandal, and I kicked it off to get it out of the way. And it
wasn't a sandal. There was a heel on
it. Well, just for girls to understand, like it didn't have a back to it except a heel.
Yeah,
like,
but it had a heel. Like it could kill a man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It has a chunky bit.
Is it a
chunky
mule?
Chunky big heel that was sharp.
A mule?
It was like a, a mule. It was a, but it's a lucite, so it was see-through, you know? Like, it's invisible. I kick it, and there's a guy holding, was he holding a camera?
Yeah.
Or, like, audio?
I think he was looking at the screen,
but
like
he was looking,
a little screen.
Oh, yeah, he was looking at us. He had a monitor to look at what the camera looked like. So I thought he would see it coming straight for his head, and he did not, and it definitely hit him in the eye socket.
I thought it was the neck, but either way, you Alec Baldwin him.
I know, and Andrew, I get off set and Andrew's like, you Alec Baldwin that guy, and I go, too late on that joke.
You were too late, like,
just kidding,
not
it
stopping
really
killing
funny.
The guy.
And then we went to this Wild Canyon place after we went to the beach scene, and these camels. So we walk up to these,
so tall.
Andrew had already met the camels.
Yes, I met Oscar,
and then he was like, you know, we had a bunch of scenes to shoot yesterday. I was like scaling walls, and it was in this tiny little dress. It was a wild day. It's really nice to get all of this stuff out of the way, because the rest of it's going to be just like, you know, me and Balky hanging out on a couch.
Man, people are like, dude, Perfect Strangers 2 is,
it's going
weird.
To get wild this time around. And I love that Perfect Strangers 2, it was a TV show at first, but now we're making a movie and we're just calling it 2, even though there's never been a Perfect Strangers 1 movie.
No. We're going straight to 2.
Yeah. But we did a lot of stuff yesterday that wasn't involved in, like, it didn't look like the genre of which we're shooting, if that makes any sense. And it was really fun. And then I went to go to the bathroom. At the end of the day, we were supposed to do this. So we were supposed to, we went from, I think my call time was like 8 a.m. And then we shot until 5. And then 5 o'clock was lunch for some reason. Lunch on TV movie production sets
is dinner.
It's called lunch, and it happens at 5. And the whole day you just get craft services and stuff. And by the way, as the talent, I can eat whatever I want whenever I want it and be like, I want it, and they'll bring it to me. But I don't do that. But I could. But I don't. But we shot all day, and we had some breaks. I mean, it's not like grueling. It was honestly really, really fun. But we had this. We were going to break for dinner, lunch, and then we were going to resume at 6:30 and shoot until like 7:30, and we had the scene that was going to be a little bit like scary to do because it was on this bridge. It was going to be like very like heights and stuff. And at the end of the 5 o'clock shoot, it was 5 o'clock, and the crew was wrapped for lunch, and we were walking back, and I was like, I just developed this really weird like allergy, you guys, and everyone's kind of like, what's going on? I was like, I just like developed this like bridge allergy that like I can't be around like bridges anymore, because I was just really trying to put it in their heads like, can we not do this bridge scene? Like, can't, we've got enough footage. We don't need a bridge scene. And then they were just like, ha ha ha, Nikki, fun. And then I went to go change into my regular clothes to go to lunch, and then I heard the greatest words I've ever heard. Andrew comes into the dressing room. He's like, can I come in? I was like, yep. And he goes,
my anal fissure's gone.
And yeah, he said, hey, those little swimmy things were cum. And
then I said it's on
the there's a wild canyon
in my asshole.
And he said the bridge scene is canceled, and I was so, I love canceled things.
Oh, they're the best.
It's so good.
We were so stoked.
So we got to go home and eat on the way, and we
and
were
meet
just,
the camel.
And then we went up and met the camels up by the bathroom. And so we went over this barn, and we were kind of like, I was looking at the camels, and then the camel wrangler was like, hey, do you want to meet them? And I was like, yes. And so we went over there. And he was like, do you want to hear about them? Some of them were rescued from circuses. The ones that were so abused and scared, and like their lips were all fucked up from like just being beaten and stuff. Like, circuses are terrible. Do not go to them.
It didn't stop you from singing the song.
I was like, din, 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 din. I was trying to trigger them.
Oh my God. That's like you hearing a Dave Matthews song that you got fingered to in the back of a car.
I mean, that would bring back good memories.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that you think I got fingered in high school. Never happened.
Well, who said anything about high school? This was last week.
That would be great.
In the back of your mom's car.
So, oh my God, because I am driving her car. That's so funny. But we met these camels, and I just want to say that the guy was, we were like, are they dangerous? And he's like, no, they're not aggressive. And he was like, this one's really nice. It's never been in a circus. It's never even heard about circuses. Don't even fucking mention the candy circus peanuts to it. And so it was a happy camel. It only appeared on a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And it, I went up to it and it kisses you. I put all the footage on the thing. And then the picture that you saw on our Instagram yesterday where it's kissing me and Andrew's in it too, literally 0.7 seconds after that was shot, the camel opens its mouth to bite my head aggressively and I dodged out of the way. And that was, I'm so glad that I saw it because I was in my periphery. It was next to me, so I wasn't really looking. But, and it was kind of moving its lips to kiss me at one point or do whatever it was trained to do so that people can go like, it likes me, mama, look. Take a picture. I want to come back to Wild Canyon. Post it on TripAdvisor. And then it opened its jaw and it tried to bite me and I dodged out of the way. And the guy like was like, whoa, 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 and like got scared.
Yeah.
You could tell it was like an animal attack. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got left. Mm-hmm. He scared.
It's left. Yes.
Yeah. He got left. You got left. You got a scared.
You got a scared. Wait. Did you?
We gotta go to break.
You're very calm with animals.
Yeah. Like, let's talk about it when we get back.
It's wild. Canyon.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence. Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We're back. Andrew, I'm calm. Yeah, you get nervous around animals. I get calm around animals. I get nervous around sports. You love sports.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want a ball being thrown around.
Like the dog yesterday who has no leash, who probably lives in the canyon. He lives off
cactus. He looked like a hyena. 100%. There was like a farm. There was a canyon dog that was just like around the premises.
He was not giving me, hey, pet me vibes, and you still like went in for the pet.
Well, later on.
Yeah. You're like, it's Rio friendly. And Rio was, once that guy left, he didn't want to be pet by you.
Well, the guy said I could.
I know, but then you just trust
a
random.
Gringo get her hand mauled.
By Rio.
Yeah, Rio. I've been around dogs enough and I've read enough books that I feel like I know if I sense anything about that dog that looks like it's going to attack me or it's like nervous, I wouldn't do it. But he looked like he wanted it.
All right. I don't know. I mean, he didn't sign the form. But
I was a little bit scared at first, though, when we saw that dog appear out of nowhere because it looked, that dog could have killed us if it wanted to easily.
We learned so much about camels. Camels live to 20 to 25 in the wild.
Right before they can drive 45. A rental car, they lose their lives.
Oh, what about the three that get out? And if they get out, they let them run around, but there's three of them.
They don't let them run around.
It's like seven. They don't let them run around.
It was clear that those camels do not have great lives. No offense to the people that say they rescued them from circuses. At least they're not being beaten, but those camels don't get to roam around because if they do.
Three of them run to the beach.
They just run.
And the beach is not close.
We were so far from the fucking beach. These camels, to think of a camel just being like, I'm getting out and just running towards the sunset is one of the saddest things I've ever.
But it's kind of beautiful to see if I saw them running.
They are the most prehistoric animal I've ever seen. If you look at a camel, legs, like just it coming towards you, it is so dinosauric.
You know what they look like? They look like the... Not the human the animal version of those things in Star Wars, those big white things. Do you know, Noah?
Oh, the ones that
walk? Yeah, I know what you're talking. Well, probably that was inspired by a camel, because usually
artists get their ideas
from nature.
That's so true.
The camels have you ever seen really a giraffe in real life?
Oh,
only at the zoo and only like its head popping up.
There's
Do you think giraffes are more...
They look like dinosaurs.
They really
especially
do.
Like if you can get really up close, you just are like, oh my god, I'm traveling back in time.
Animals so cute. Are so freaking cool when, especially the ones that you just we get to see squirrels and birds and dogs and cats all the time. But when you think you know what a camel's gonna look like, you think you have an idea of what it's gonna be, and its face was just there was so much skin. And like, just mouth. I guess it's horse people probably work with that a lot. Of like, just
the eyes are what gets me with animals because they're so big, and then they're usually like they have some kind of like cataract or they're scratched a little bit, and you look inside them, and you're like, what is in that inside your eye? What's in your brain? I don't know. I get really lost in the eyes of an animal.
Because a lot of times they look sad.
Sad, yeah.
And they can kind of communicate with you with, like, I made eye contact with a fucking wild whale. I know I did. He looked at me, and it's a special feeling.
Do you think giraffes laugh about giraffe laugh? You think giraffes?
Giraffes.
Do you think they laugh when there's, like, the guy in the herd or whatever who has, like, the biggest dick? In the herd, and then he's like, dude, you're not going to be able to take all this dick. And then the giraffe has like the longest neck ever. And they're like, come on, dude, I could take your dick. Like,
wait, what?
Like, a giraffe could deep throat another giraffe.
Wait, like, when you said take your dick,
Yeah.
You meant blow.
Yeah, like, yeah.
No, I don't think the drafts do that. I don't think they do
you
that.
You know what I mean, though?
Can I talk about animal eyes for a second?
Yeah.
I don't know what
anal
you
eyes?
Mean. I want to talk about animal eyes. Animal eyes.
Animal eyes.
When my dog accidentally, like, has, or, like, sometimes Marion will have multiple, like, hairs in her eye, like, jutting into her eye, scratching her eye, and she just acts like nothing's going on. And there's so many times that, like, there are, like, just, you, like you said, like, scratches on animals' eyes. And sometimes I will hit, accidentally, like, throw something, and it will, like, I know it will hit Luigi in the eye. I'll see it hit his eyeball. You know how painful that is when you're a human and something hits your eye and potentially scratches your eye? I want to understand, like, animal pain, because Marion doesn't even flinch when there are hairs in her eye. Whereas if I get a little piece of dust, I'm like, everyone calm. Like, I can't function. Like, right now, my eyes, I got, like, dust in them yesterday, and it's caused me to have migraines because I'm just like, my vision's a little off. So I'm just wondering, like, animals just, like, don't, they don't, like, whine about pain. They just deal with it. But then you, I don't mean to compare it to human suffering, but then I think about sometimes, you know, remember when you would see, I mean, it's going on now, but like flies around starving people, and they would be like in their eye and on their face and all over them. And then after a while, you just stop. They like, and you go, why aren't they batting those flies away?
Well, it's like horse flies.
Right. But horse, yeah.
Horses get annoyed by the flies. They like,
yes, they
them.
Do. Yeah. They definitely do. But at some point, I think that you just become used to just discomfort constantly plaguing your body. And when you're an animal that has a paw that can't manipulate something to get into your eye, like dogs just have to go like, that's why with
Nothing's
Luigi,
than
I
a
always
three-legged
go,
dog.
I just scratch its eye. I just go like, you know, like over its eye and give it a good, nice eye rub. And dogs are just like, ah, oh, I've never been able to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you get your first massage ever. You're like,
so
what the fuck is
animals.
This? I don't know. Three-legged dogs are stoked. They just don't have that like connection of like, I'm missing something. That's the beauty of
they
an animal.
They have no ego.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm not like that four-legged dog.
It'd be
He's
so
just like, I'm
funny
chilling.
If a dog had ego or like an animal that was like, thought it was better.
I mean, there are some fucking little dogs like Malteses. And I'm like, fuck you, dude. You're not richer than me. But
they
he
can
is.
Be a little bit more territorial, but I don't think it's because they think they're better than anyone and they don't get. I guess dogs
I don't know.
Do
I've
get
seen
insecure.
Some dogs with like painted toenails in
My
New York City.
My parents would always go, you need to give both of them a treat, Nikki. They, because one will get jealous. And I'm like, but they didn't, the other one didn't do a trick. They don't get a treat. Like, treats are for when you do.
For
like,
winners.
Good behavior. You know, like, let's get that dog to do a trick, but I'm not going to do it. Luigi was the one that sat. I'm not going to give Wiley one just because he sat there and because he wants it. Maybe
yeah,
I'm mean,
Wiley
but I'm
up,
like, doesn't that refute the idea of training a dog?
Yeah, but then Wiley ended up biting people, so maybe you should. No. It's your fault.
It's all my fault. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh, man. I hope you're having all the swells out there. It's Wednesday. You know what that means, folks. It is Wednesday. We got some great stories for you. Let's start it off with a fun one. Fortune cookie gives a North Carolina man lottery numbers to win $4 million.
Whoa.
Yes. So after a weekly meal at Charlotte's Red Bull restaurant.
Charlotte's Red Bull?
I guess.
Bowl or the bowl? Restaurant?
Bowl.
Like bowl.
Red Bull?
Like bowl.
B-O-W-L?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Red Bull restaurant. Yeah. He used the numbers to buy a Mega Millions ticket online, added a dollar to make it a Mega Plier ticket. So when he watched all five white balls on January 18th to win $1 million, it was quadrupled. $4 million. He took home $2,840, $2,840,
$401. It's only
been. $2,840.
He paid half
Can
in taxes.
Can you read a little bit up so that we you don't look like a sad grandpa on a bench?
Why? I feel like people like this. I think it's becoming a thing. I've gotten so many messages.
I think you forget there's a camera in front of you sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you become freaking natural. Okay.
How does Stevie Wonder know how to play the piano? okay. That is fortune cookies. Did one of the balls say in bed? Does anyone get that joke?
Oh, because you add in
because you always add in fortune cookies.
I've never like fortune cookies are were like the it's like you know, you're a Virgo and here's like you always like attribute it to whatever you're going through. Like you'll read it, be like, man, this fortune cookie knows me. At least as a kid, I was
like that. It's helpful in that way, like because they're always good messages. They're never like your friends all hate you.
You guys, yeah. You your know? Asshole is a wild canyon. I'm like, what?
No,
they I'm never... not eating here again. Wait, so did you ever have the thing too where they go, well, your fortune's not gonna fucking happen unless you eat the cookie. Like you gotta eat the cookie.
Oh no, those cookies are so disappointing. I love those cookies. Really, they're my guilty pleasure.
Oh, really?
I like that you like those because I think they're lower sugar than most cookies because they're a little bit like there's just a it's just a blandness to them that never really did anything for me. But I loved cracking them open and wasting plastic and then just
and
leaving
paper.
and pay all that paper.
I mean, I'm trying to think of a fortune that like it's usually like, you know, you will come across something that you really want to do in 3 weeks. Like it's
there's
like
never an amount exact amount
it's never really specific.
Yeah. No. And I you know, guessing a number from a fortune cookie and winning is just as it's just a coincidence more than like we all have to go to Red Bull now. You know,
I've never.
Did you play the lottery? Did you ever play like numbers, like the Powerball?
I think I played one time and I never checked it.
Oh my god!
You know what
you
I mean?
You could have been that guy.
I think I won.
Where they go? There's the someone won.
I didn't
they
know how to check
this ticket.
I didn't know. I remember I Googled it, or no, I don't even know if Google was around yet.
And what made? Oh, you just got it maybe because someone else was buying it at the grocery store.
I just like thought like this is like fate.
And you felt like this is the time.
Yeah, this is the time.
My mom used to play a lot. I remember those little, like, you know, white and pinkish, like, pieces of paper a lot in her purse with
There's
the lipstick on it where she would blot her lipstick.
What about when you get stuck behind someone at a fucking convenience store who buys, like, 70 of them and he's like, all right, I'm going to do you pick them. I'll do 30 you pick them, and then I'm going to do 5, 18,
honestly,
12,
that's when you
9.
And then when they take those scratchers and they go off and scratch them, that is someone who's at like stage 3 of an addiction where it's like you're doing something kind of embarrassing where everyone in line knows what's up, but at least you're taking it elsewhere to start fucking using. But the people that have just started scratching it on the counter there
are
some of the biggest addicts you'll ever... They're as bad. They're steps away from being on the street shooting up. You know the people that you just see shoot up in front of you and you go, oh my God, I'm watching heroin right now. It's because they don't give a fuck anymore.
Yep.
Because they're so clouded by addiction that, you know, most people keep their addictions hidden away from people because it's so, you know, the depths of it is so shameful.
Yeah.
And I bet you anything, as someone who used to be addicted to things, you know, like I used to only eat frozen yogurt. Like only this low-cal frozen yogurt.
At 7-Eleven.
Well, I used to go to different frozen yogurts. There were 3 different places in LA that served it. That, what'd you say?
I know, I'm just thinking about you going to different ones because you don't want people to see you at the same one over and over.
And I would wait until the person, this is a common eating disorder thing. Anyone out there with an eating disorder that binges and you have your spot you go to, this is something I hear about all the time. It is, because you think it's unique because you figure out ways. And I bet you anything, people who are gambling addicts, they also do the same thing where you don't want to go back. When these people, you wait like 6 hours so the person's shift has ended and it's a new group of people that aren't going to judge you for being there twice in a day.
You know what I would do? I would go, I would lose the money to my, you know, remember you used to have limits on your ATM card?
Yeah.
Like $200. I would lose that around like, I don't know, 6 p.m. per se. And then at midnight, I could get another 200. So right. I would just sit around in the quarter and not even be able to drink because I had no money. And I would just wait 6 hours, like figure out a way to do something for 6 hours, get the money, and then go right back.
Yeah. Yes.
That's an addict.
I mean, I'm sure that alcoholics for sure get embarrassed with how much they're drinking, and they have to hide it because they'll get cut off. Whereas at a frozen yogurt place, I'm not going to get cut off. They'll maybe talk about me behind my back, but like I used to do this.
So what would you do? So you go in, you got the same thing?
Well, there was one. So there's at Olympic and I think fucking, what's the cross street? It doesn't matter. There's it's the one that Demi Lovato was in line at, and she got in trouble because she was like, this place is like a anorexic eating disorder breeding ground. And it's true. It is. It's like, it's called the Big Chill. No offense to them. No judgment. They're a business, but an anorexics will go somewhere else. It's not like if they shut down, like, but there's one across the street called Penguins, and then there's the Big Chill, and they're on across from each other. And I would go to one, and then I go to the other, and I would then have two giant things of it, and I would eat it until I was literally like puking up. Like, I couldn't keep it down because I was so sick, but I was so mad because I would be so full that I would be mad that I was full because I couldn't have any more of the thing that was like would make the pain go away or whatever. And so then you're you're so sick that the sick feeling takes away whatever feeling you were feeling that you're so it's just this constant thing. And then I would go back the next day every single day, I would see the same people, and I would see the same customers too, all these girls just swimming in size zero jeans. Like, it was honestly,
you know what's crazy,
it was crazy,
is that depending on what you're buying, it's more judgmental. Like, we go to the same Starbucks every morning. No one gives a fuck. Addicted.
Also,
we're all addicted to Starbucks.
I will say that I have shame about Starbucks, and I do kind of the same thing with our Starbucks. The mobile order makes it easier because you don't have to like order it and look someone in the eye. But my Starbucks people definitely know that there are days where I have three venti lattes, and no one needs that. No one needs a three venti lattes that are like these. And it's just a very specific drink, and it's not even about the caffeine. It's just about this like treat that I want. I mean, it definitely goes into like eating disorder stuff, but there are days where I truly will wait or not go back because I'm too ashamed to see those people see me get a third, even though I want it. And that's not why you should not do it
on disguises to get another.
Oh, I used to
like you putting on a little mustache and a hoodie.
Oh my god!
And like be like no, different order. Like you add one extra stevia just so it's like a little different. Like you're like no, I'm not Nikki here.
I would get so excited when I do mobile orders that has multiple people because I'd be like, see, I have friends. Yeah. It's just not my three lattes a day. Other people are in on this, and so
you start ordering like, oh yeah, Tom got milk,
and I know this is a common
like
one.
You just add different orders.
This is a very common one for anyone out there with eating disorders, and I you might do this, and you don't even. Whenever someone jokes that I ordered food and I had to act like there were other people here, or that I was having a party. Because I didn't want the delivery person to judge me. You have an eating disorder, like unless you're like stocking, But I used to do that all the time of like, whenever I get food, by the way, I get at least four things of silverware because they think I have a huge family. Now, I don't eat all of that food generally, but sometimes I do. I eat massive amounts of food still. I feed myself, but
it is interesting when I come home and you've set the dinner table with like four plates.
And then I just go around. I go clockwise, sometimes counterclockwise. I switch it up. No, that's why I wanted a roommate because I wouldn't be able to hide my. Like I eat weird for sure, but like when it keeps me in check more of like not doing disgusting things. Like you live with someone now, you can't eat as disgustingly as you probably wanted to. Like you're not eating in bed anymore, right? The way you used to, though.
Not the way I used
There's
to.
There's accountability.
No, I don't do sushi with my hands.
Yes.
And have soy sauce everywhere.
I doubt that you're
There's
eating
some popcorn
the
in the bed at time.
Yes.
The other day, Brennan came out to the kitchen, and it was like 2 a.m., and I'm just naked in front of the fridge, just like looking through, like, what do we got? You know?
Yeah.
There's, I really love the 2 a.m., what do we got? You know? Like,
yes.
Or like leftover. Oh, my God. Nothing to me is better than cold leftovers. I love
nothing better.
I don't know. I fucking love it. I love when the fucking cream like becomes like
kind of like congeals.
Yeah. Not too congealed.
Let's do the next news story. What was the one that was making you laugh?
Because I know you would like aspic salad. Have you ever heard of what that is?
What?
Aspic salad.
He needs an aspic to get things out of that canyon.
Aspic?
Aspic.
Oh,
I want to Google what aspic salad is. A S P I C.
Yeah, it's like a gelatin salad.
Oh,
it's like Eastern European food.
Oh yeah. No, I've seen that.
It's all congealed though.
Yeah, he would like that.
No,
don't act like you wouldn't eat. Oh wait,
I would.
Is That actually looks really good, but the gelatin kind of concerns me.
I've eaten so much sour cream in where we're at. Like,
I heard you say that yesterday, and I was like, I haven't seen you eating any sour cream.
The last 4 days, though, I just... Because I don't really eat Mexican food that much. But
yeah, we're eating a lot here.
In Perfect Stranger area.
Yeah, in Mexico or something.
Okay, research finds that people who are seen frowning in old photos are 5 times more likely to divorce. I mean, this is just so on the head, like...
Yeah, I heard Andrew giggling heavily today, and I thought he was writing jokes for the show, and I thought he was laughing at his own jokes, and I go, what are you laughing at, your own jokes? And he goes, no news stories. It's so funny. Okay, so people, if you look at your photos of you, like, at your wedding, like, what, I mean, what are we talking about here? I was just thinking old-timey photos.
No,
isn't everyone frowning in those?
No, like old photos from when you were first like dating and stuff. Like if you're, or like just people in
general.
That's,
yeah,
that smile more. So if you're in the top 10% of like big smiles, you're less likely.
Your relation. Yeah, because I think people, divorce is symptomatic of people who are that probably got married to fix something that is broken inside them.
Yeah.
That causes them to frown in every picture anyway. And that you're more likely to make decisions to temporarily alleviate that.
I just love picturing someone on their wedding night. Someone who's already happy. Their wedding night in front of the cake. They're just...
I know, like, who do you know that actually frowns in photos? Like, a legit frown.
Not frown, but I didn't smile for a while living in New York. You know, you just do that straight face kind of thing. You're like afraid to smile. I also don't love my teeth when I smile.
But you can do a
smize.
You know, like a closed toothed. You know?
Yeah. I but that wouldn't be in the top 10%. I also think though that people that really smile big,
yeah,
they tend to not be like as aware of how maybe unhappy they really are. And so they'll just stay married because they don't really get in touch with their feelings that much. So then they're just like, everything's great. I don't, you know, and then I die. Does that, you know what I mean?
No, I think that people that are naturally smiley people are, it comes from within. Like they're just happier people.
Maybe.
I mean, I think, yeah, sometimes people are trying to mask it and you would never know how sad they are. I mean, let's talk about the Miss USA.
Oh, yeah.
Who jumped to her death. And, like, you go on her Instagram and you go, there's no indication. There's no even, like, sometimes it's hard to get up in the morning. You know, like, there's no, everyone has something on their Instagram that would maybe you could go, oh, that's why. Like, literally everyone of, like, today was a hard day, but I'm persevering. You know, like, we all have little things. There was nothing on this girl's. She just seemed, like, so full of life. So that is... It makes me think there must have been like some medicine she took, you know, because some people can just have one episode triggered. I mean, a lot of drugs, you know, prescription drugs have like suicidal thoughts as side effects. I don't know. It's so sad.
I think like, you know, they always like joke like not about this thing, but like with marriage and stuff, or if you're dating and you overdo it on Instagram of how great your relationship is, how amazing it is, you're guaranteed to be broken up in like a few months.
Yeah, if you got to tell everyone how great things are and how much you love someone.
It is kind of great though when people do that and they're like, this is the best. I found my soulmate. And then they break up, but they don't announce the breakup, but you can tell that they're broken
up. All of a sudden it's like 7 pictures without them in it. Yeah, and then it's 8 and then it's 9 and it's going deep. And then they start removing them, but it's slowly.
Yeah, it's a slow remove.
Oh my God.
And then you go, are they following that person still? And that's when you know.
And the person's hair starts changing and they start like losing weight and like posting pictures of their back muscles. And like, you're like, oh, they're, or like just hanging with their girlfriends a lot or whatever, and you're like, and
what happened to Tommy? That was like your best
cryptic captions of like living my best life, or like sometimes the rain shines on the other side of the pillow, like just something where you're like, this is a quote that she's trying to talk to someone here that isn't us. Let's
I don't
go to
need
break.
You, Tommy. It's like that seems pretty like.
Yeah, that's pretty on the nose.
Yeah, I think that's...
Let's go to break and come back with Reddit Dump. And yes, we're doing a Wednesday edition.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, we're back. Let's get to we skipped it yesterday because we did a murder podcast,
which you guys did a wonderful job. I just want to say it was very entertaining.
Thank you, Noah.
And I didn't even listen to Morbid.
You didn't listen to Morbid? Listen,
no,
I don't think you need to. I mean, I almost want you to, because
I honestly think we could be the new Morbid of Morbid. Like, we could take their story, do it ourselves, and you'll be fine.
But yeah, that's how I felt after listening to yesterday's show.
I skipped all the things you didn't really need to know. And, I mean, Andrew had zero new information to share.
Yeah, because I was sleeping.
He was sleeping. And the fact that there are two Marys involved, this was not a great episode to fall asleep to, I got to say, because he was sharing details about the one Mary that didn't happen to the other one.
It was tough.
And he was in and out of a dreamlike state.
Next one we do will be one.
I love the idea of a podcast that covers. We listen to an episode of a murder podcast that you don't want to listen to. It's too much. Like, not you, but like you, the bestie. And then you fall asleep halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to retell. I like that kind of premise.
Yeah, I do too. I mean,
I make you listen to it when you are the sleepiest you are. And you try to stay away from it, for it, and memorize all of it. I mean, we really like the idea of doing wild card episodes that are just
out of nowhere. The Halloween episodes of our show.
Yeah, Christmas episodes of our show, where it's just like, we're just going rogue today, and we're doing something new. I hope you guys liked that yesterday. I mean, I think besties like whatever we do.
No, we got positive feedback. I mean, mm-hmm. People really liked it.
There was no feedback that was like...
That's not
a,
yet.
That's a feedback sound.
I thought that was a toucan. Oh, you know, God, I hate that sound.
It's the worst sound. Sorry, I didn't mean to
Sounds like
that.
A knife on a chalkboard.
Yeah, okay, so let's get into Reddit dump.
Karaoke mode.
This is your Reddit dump. It's the Reddit dump. All right, so this first one is from the subreddit Hole Up. That's where something happens at the end of the video that you wouldn't have expected, and it's like, hold up, H-O-L-U-P. And so this one I really liked, and we almost kind of touched on it before. It says, hole up. What kind of insanity do New Yorkers go through to not look? Question mark. And then like that lowercase O, big O, that makes it look like an I being like, mm-hmm. What? And so this is a girl on the street. Noah's going to play the video. You can go watch it on our YouTube in a couple days if you're listening to this live. It'll be up there. Make sure you go subscribe and leave a nice comment. It's a girl on the street, and she's talking about how she can tell. There's a bunch of people walking behind her on the street. And here, she'll explain.
If they looked, they're not from New York.
She just, that's her screaming, and all these people walk by, and she goes, if they looked at me screaming, then they're not a real New Yorker. Because you hear stuff like that so often.
Yeah.
It's like the fly thing. If there's flies buzzing around your head all the time, if there's one fly, you're going to shoo it. Someone screaming like that in any other place, you're going to go, what's going on over there? But in New York, there's those screams all the time, and you become immune to it. I just thought it was really funny.
No,
and you
yeah,
sit I've, next to them on the subway without
a care
in the world.
Screaming like that, and
because
you have to ignore
your
it.
Your neck would break if you fucking looked every time.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. It's
if you,
you become
if,
like
if you looked every time someone yelled for help in New York, you'd be exhausted.
Yeah. This next one is from Made Me Smile. This is just a this isn't a video. It says Wholesome Andre 3000. This guy named Jason Roth wrote, once Andre 3000 was on my ferry ride to Alcatraz and I said hi. My 6-year-old autistic son came over and started talking his ear off about German shepherds, his obsession at the time. Andre talked to him about dogs for like 20 minutes. We exchanged numbers. 4 years later, I got this text. Hi, Jason. I was searching for a name and yours popped up. I remember our cool encounter on the boat. Ha, how's the kid? I'm living in NYC now. So if you're ever here, please reach out.
That's so, I mean.
How cute is that?
That's the cutest. I mean, it kind of tells me that he should probably be doing a new Outkast album. Instead of focusing on Jason, but
one thing I noticed in his iMessage, and this was in 2017.
No, that's like
he
the nicest
up,
thing ever.
But he writes, hi, Jason. And for every period that he writes, like at the end, hi, Jason, it's he does a space before the period. Hi, Jason, space, period, space. Mm. That's like his style. Even for the question mark, how's the kid? Space, question mark, space. New sentence. Very interesting style that Andre 3000 has. Did you know?
There's a lot of stories about people running into him and him being
him
like,
being cool.
Like the cool, like he plays, I think, clarinet or something, some kind of instrument. He'll just be playing it at like a gas station. Be like, is that Andre 3000 playing the clarinet? Like, and everyone's like, oh my God, that is Andre 3000. Like,
in New Jersey, do you have to do the, you have to have him play the clarinet for you?
Yeah, he plays, well, the
you know
other...
in New Jersey,
they hold,
you can't
they hold the
gas.
Clarinet while he plays.
That's the joke. We got there. I realized yesterday, because I got a text from someone and I saw it come up like, or I texted someone and I saw it delivered and then I saw it read, 6:19 p.m.
You've called me out on this many times.
Yeah, and I go, why are your texts on red? And you go, I don't know. And I'm like, I just think it's such a weird choice to be someone who wants to let people know when you've read it. I think it's someone who's playing games with someone and they want, it's always is.
Oh, interesting.
Why'd you leave me on red? It's a way, that's where that phrase comes from. It's a way for girls and guys to fuck with each other and be like, I'm not thinking about him. And if you're left unread, which by the way, you're able to read some things without making it go to red.
Oh, yeah.
You when it get first comes
gist.
Up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's a way to make someone seem like you're not that into them.
Here's the
or
thing.
To send a message.
Robin had a good point, though, about that, where it's like, oh, if you left me on read, I wouldn't take it personally. Like, it's about the person and how they take it.
Right. But if my friend, the thing is, when I see that you have texts read and unread, I go, I don't think you're trying to send me a message. I go, who are you fucking, what's going on in your life right now that you have your texts on read?
Oh, okay.
Like, who are you trying to communicate something to? You know what
it is? I would say 80% of read is you've reset your phone because it's not working correctly and it goes right to read.
But this is the thing. So I say this yesterday in the car and I go, who the fuck puts their phone messages on red? It's such a weird thing to do. And Jen and Robin go, yours are on red. And I was like, what?
Yeah, Jen thought you were fucking with us. Like, you were like being sarcastic.
I was like, I'm a person that has their text on red. And she goes, yeah. And then I texted Anya. I texted you. They all say, and by the way, I went to my settings. It isn't enabled. There's no, I have it disabled. I make sure my texts aren't read. So I've been sending everyone this message that I'm one of these shady twats putting their texts on read. I am not a text on read person. Having toilet paper on my shoe or having like
this
spinach in my teeth.
Your relationship, how many times has your lover seen that you've read a message and not written back?
Oh, he doesn't care about this stuff. He would never look into any of that as like,
yeah,
you've always just care. Like you've been
and
a
I was
delivered for me.
I've
yeah,
never
you've
seen
been a delivered to me too.
What about yesterday when I wrote you?
No, you were delivered.
I thought you
delivered.
Said red.
Oh, I was kidding. Writing back.
Oh,
red.
It was delivered. Okay, so some people's phones. Well, Anya said mine are red. Oh. It'll be like red at 6:20 p.m. And I'm like, that's so gross. I don't want to be that person. It felt like, oh my god, I've had this sign on my back that says,
kick me. I'm red.
Yeah. Okay, next Reddit thing.
It's so weird that it only works on certain things.
I wanted to pose this question to you, Andrew. This is on Too Afraid to Ask.
Oh, God.
It says, we named hair differently based on where they grow, such as a mustache, beard, pubes. So what do we call hair near the butthole?
Oh, man.
Pubes.
Oh, a cover, thank God.
Yeah, a sewer grate.
The butt hair inside your butthole?
Yeah, around it.
Tassel?
Tassel.
Tassel.
The tassel. I like that.
That's perfect. I can't come up with anything better than that.
This is
a barrier, a bus.
This is from Ask Reddit. It says, what are the worst song lyrics you've ever heard? And I really like these.
What if we call it the bangs for your asshole?
But it has to have like a pun, you know what I mean? Like it has to have like.
Why mustache isn't a pun?
I know, but we're making a joke.
Oh, is it by your mouth? Is that why it's mustache?
Mouth stash.
Maybe.
So ass stash? No, that's the heroin you're smuggling across the border. Okay.
Oh, stash.
What are the worst song lyrics you've ever heard?
Probably Crash Test Dummies.
What?
Once there was this boy who got into an accident and couldn't go to school.
Is that the real lyrics?
He finally.
Is it the lyrics or the voice that bother you?
Both. But okay. It's also very catchy.
I liked some of these. Noah, do you have any that come to mind?
I can't pull
it's okay.
them off
Oh, yeah,
quick.
You're not a lyric person. Okay, I'm so sorry to put you in that position.
That's okay.
Okay, I thought I had heard you go, oh. Okay. Someone said the Little Yachty song. This gets referenced a lot on the different music subreddits I find. There's a Little Yachty song where he says, she blow that dick like a cello, because he thought that he was referencing the instrument Squidward plays, which
is
a clarinet.
Oh.
But he thought a clarinet was a cello. Yes. And so no one in the studio goes, man, you can't blow a cello. That shows how many yes people are around Little Yachty.
Are you sure that's the story behind it? Because
yes, it is the story. I've heard it a bunch.
What if, because a cello is bigger than a violin, like it's kind of.
But you can't blow a cello.
If you're sucking the cello's, if you have a big
but
mouth.
He was trying to make a joke about like you blow it like a, like.
I'm just saying. A giraffe could fuck it and suck it.
Someone said, you're easy breezy and I'm Japanesey. I don't remember. Oh, Utada is the name of that
artist. You know
what
lyrics are great?
Okay.
I got a mansion in Wisconsin.
What's that from?
It's T-Pain.
Oh, I like that.
Like he's
it's
just
stupid.
Yeah. He just rhymes things that don't actually rhyme.
There was a
I know my favorite one. My favorite one is Billy Currington, and that's his name. Where he goes, God is good, beer's great, people are crazy. And he goes, I read in the obituary, he was a millionaire.
That's fun. I mean, it's stupid, but that is so fun. I like ones that are obviously like, we're being funny here.
Yeah.
You know, that's a funny one. I don't think he was really trying to be.
I think he was trying to sneak in some iambic pentameter.
Oh, well, that's pretty sad.
Wait, so what was the other one? What was the one
someone
that-
said, Lou Reed and Metallica coming out with the classic I Am the Table.
Oh,
I've never
I
heard
am
that
the
song.
Table. It's
what
just
is
like,
that?
So it's basically Lou Reed going, or maybe James, I forget who does the chorus, but it goes, I am the table, I am the root or something, I am the chair. It's just like,
what
oh
is
my
this? I am the walrus. I mean, what?
I have to pause really quick because I am going to have explosive balcony.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So anyways, no, we might be able to hear it. Wait one sec, folks. Nope. Oh.
Well, Nikki's really fast in the bathroom, especially if it's explosive. So maybe we
are you
just
quick?
Wait.
I'm a quick pooper. Are you a quick pooper?
No. I like, but I do it on purpose. I like taking my time.
What are you doing there?
I usually like read. Just
on your phone?
Yeah.
Or like a book?
No, no, no. On
it's
my
phone.
It's
funny to bring a book in to just take a shit because it's like, oh, you're planning on getting a couple chapters in? Like, what are you doing?
I think I'm just like used to it because the bathroom was like the only place I could get privacy growing up because we lived in such a tiny apartment and it was like the one room that like I could just be by myself. So I'm just used to it now as an adult.
Yeah, you know your relationship's going well where you take longer shits just to not talk to your spouse.
Yeah.
That was a very quick
shit. That was
very
quick.
I mean, that's wild.
We can keep this in. I started my period. That was amazing.
Oh,
I have had kettlebell tits. I have had.
Congratulations.
Oh my God. I have had a migraine that started last night that I thought was due to dust in my contact lenses. And then I just thought I had to poop so bad, which I did. But at the same time, you know, when I went to wipe, I'm like, oh no, I'm shitting. And then it was just, I started my period. It's such a, there's Whoa. Something about starting your period. It's like getting a diagnosis.
It's a relief.
For things that are going on in your life. Yes, it's such a relief because every woman can relate to this. I know, because as much as we know we're going to get it, it just, there's something about when you're having all these symptoms, you just, your brain is so clouded, you can't think you it couldn't possibly be PMS. Like ever right now my headache's going away. Like as soon as you know the source, that's why that pain book, the healing back pain, is so good, because when you know that your back pain is coming from your mental anguish, you don't have to heal. The mental anguish does not have to heal. Just knowing the source makes it go away. And that's why when I know I'm on my period, like my headache is now, I'm starting to feel like lighter. I mean, yeah, I just got rid of a lot of things that were going on. Ooh, that
Wait,
was...
did you poop though? Or
oh yeah.
Oh,
so much.
And then you're also bleeding.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, like when you go to the bathroom number two, your period will start.
Yeah, it, like a release.
It'll like kick it off. It's like the opening.
I like when
band.
You went with number two to like make up for the sentence before. Like now you're like just I went number two. Like
what, you were the one that said the other word.
What did I say?
Poop. Trying to be a lady. Trying to get married at some point. Okay. I gotta clean my act up here. Okay, so let's keep going on these. Oh, the lyrics that we hate. Yummy, 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 yummy. You got that yummy, 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 yummy. I mean, that is terrible. She's 17, but I fuck her like she's 25. I don't use a rubber on that hoe. I just roll the dice. That's by Half Bay, and it's called Puya.
I mean, that's just statutory rape, isn't it?
Someone said, I'm serious as cancer when I say rhythm is a dancer. Speaking of my least favorite one, that this it's somewhere on this list, but said, I hated that, like, Are we human or are we dancer? Okay. What? No, dancer.
Oh.
Are we dancer?
That's crazy.
I hate it.
Are we dancer?
Yeah. Do you know the song I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, of course. It's Killers.
Yeah.
The Killer. Wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Or don't you hate when rappers take lyrics from other raps? Not even samples. They actually take and then they make them worse. Like they make an amazing line that was in a rap song, like a Biggie rap song, and then put it in theirs.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Just to like take up space in a fucking verse. It fucking makes me so angry.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Anyhow.
Final thought. I liked this video. Noah, can you play the one that I sent second? Where it was, it was a TikTok, and it said, hiding pregnancy test under his waffles. Didn't expect his reaction. Oh, well. So this guy is about to eat waffles. His girlfriend is filming him, and she has a pregnancy test underneath the waffles, and it's like, you know, a plastic pregnancy test. Like the one you'd pee on, which is so gross. I mean, this video is gross, but it's so funny, his reaction.
Hiding pregnancy test under his waffles. Didn't expect his reaction.
What the fuck is that?
What did it look like?
Why is it my food?
It's a pregnancy test.
What that mean? Are you pregnant?
Maybe yes. I just wanted to like surprise you.
But why are you messing with my food with that?
Great question.
That's a divorce. That's a frown.
Yeah, that's a frown. If you have TikToks where you tell, yeah, that's another new study coming out.
Yeah, if you fuck up a man's one waffle and he's more mad about the waffle than excited about the pregnancy.
Yes. Not a good sign.
That's a man that loves waffles. I mean, that's so funny. Maybe it was the last waffle in his defense.
I mean, it's just gross to have those plastic pregnancy tests.
Are you
and
human?
If someone's filming you when you're taking the first bite of food.
Or are you waffle?
The person filming you is pregnant or they're about to propose to you or yeah. You're about to eat something that tastes like shit or
I was trying to poison and choke you. Like it would have been funny if she's like, I was trying to choke you.
I just wanted to film you dying, honey. So today I learned, this is from Today I Learned. This will just take us out. Noah, this is good news for you. Today I learned, TIL, that classical music and metal fans have the most similar personalities based on a study of 36,000 people in more than 60 countries. Both have the same basic motivation, to hear something dramatic and theatrical, a shared love of the grandiose, quote unquote. So you have more in common with people who love classical music than, say, someone who loves rock or rap or anything like, and classical music, let's be honest, and metal, you would think those two are so
far apart.
Yeah, but makes sense. Not. Like they're, because I've always wondered, why do people like classical music is lacking lyrics for me. And so it bothers me, or opera for me in Italian, it's hard for me to get the emotion unless I know the lyrics or what they're saying. But you don't need to know what the metal people are saying. You just want to feel the intensity. You have a love of the grandiose.
Huh. And antisocial. Cool?
My grandpa loved classical.
He did?
I mean, that's all he would listen to. And I'd be like, what the fuck, dude? But now I get it. He just was tired of words.
Huh? you would just go to your grandpa and go, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. He fucking loved when I kept it real.
Oh my God.
It's like, you're fucking really putting on fucking Chotsky again or whatever?
Chotsky? I don't even know. I know the composer you're thinking of, but I don't
Choplin
know.
Choplin or whatever?
Well, Scott Joplin. Oh, Chopin.
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 Yeah,
Chopin. But I know the one you're thinking of, it has like a T-S-C-H.
Tchaikovsky.
Yes.
I'm like, really, Grandpa Marvin?
Oh my God! Did you see the Lisa Gilroy's post about? She's the one that I always post on Instagram. She's so funny.
Oh my God! The Beethoven one.
Yes,
that was
so
hilarious.
It was so funny. Let me just play it really quick. Lisa Gilroy is the Lisa Gilroy on Instagram. You guys gotta follow her. Everything she does is funny.
Whoa! It's 1778. Little Beethoven, I came all the way back in time to find you. I have to tell you something. In the future, something amazing is going to happen about you.
What is it?
Something you'll be remembered for the end of time.
Oh.
there's going to be a movie named after you about a big, messy dog. The dog is a St. Bernard kind, the hugest kind. He causes all sorts of big messes, and the dad goes, Beethoven! And people really like the movie. It's a family movie.
Not my composer.
And the dog is named after you.
Not my music.
And the dad's going, we gotta get rid of this big, old, klutzy beast. And the kids are saying, oh, Dad, we love Beethoven. We can't get rid of him. Daddy is so lovable. I don't know if you do anything else. I think you play piano. But the movie's so funny, and the dog's so naughty.
Beethoven was tearing up for the audio listeners.
Yeah, yeah, the whole time there's a little Beethoven who's just like, but not my music. All right, we're gonna go. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh app. Guys, don't be cool out there, and Jack Reacher.
Jackie.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play. You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Thursday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. UndercoverTourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.